We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The
Score! I know we need to run the ball more. I'm not an idiot. You know, I realize that. And seven rushes and, you know, the minimum amount of times that I totally understand that we need to do it. You know, I never go into a game saying I want to throw the ball 54 times. You know, I would love to go into a game and say I want to run the ball 54 times, but that hasn't happened. So, you know, this is what I have to answer to.
Happy 1 year anniversary to that Matt Nagy comment. 1 year ago today. I know we need to run the ball. I'm not an idiot.
I know we need to run the ball more. I'm not an idiot.
And now it's big plays. Now, the offense is great, except they just don't get explosive plays. And they will get explosive plays because they will. That's what we learned from Allen Robinson today, is they're optimistic they can get better because they're optimistic they can get better. And the offense will get better because the offense will get better. I don't get it, but I guess this is sort of where we are with it. And I'll roll with Nick and... I almost said something I shouldn't have said. I almost said his nickname there, because during games, that's what we say in this household often, especially when he completes a pass. But and I guess I got to be careful learning things about this city, where somebody wanted to use the initials of that nickname on T-shirts. That may not have been such a good idea if you know about certain, shall we say, groups and subgroups that operate in certain areas. We thank Jay Zawoski, Brian Gertsch, the Mexicutioner Ray Diaz. I also, ahead of time, want to thank Matt Spiegel, who's going to sit in for me tomorrow, as I am off tomorrow. Kevin Fishbane, Cody Decker, Pete Futek all joined us, and now it's Lawrence Holmes' turn. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Dan. How are you today?
I'm okay. The Bears are fascinating to me.
I'm sure it's frustrating for them, Dan, that they're like, wait a minute, we are 5-1. Like, let's not forget that. But we're all saying, look, man, we have... And Foles is new to this, right? Like, he's the newcomer. So he's looking at this from the vantage point of, man, it's been 3 weeks, man. These people are really serious about their offense. And no, this has been since week 11 of 2018. The offense has not worked. And what we kept being told was, it's that 10 guy. It's his fault. That's the reason why it's not working. And then you make a change and it's still not working. That quote from Matt Nagy could have been last year. It could have been the end of 2018, and it could be right now. And Bears fans would be like, yeah, exactly. You need to. I think that most Bears fans believe that he isn't thinking about running the ball as much as he says he's thinking about running the ball.
I know we need to run the ball more. I'm not an idiot.
Well, what's weird for me is...
He's not an idiot. I know he's not.
Lawrence, even if we look at this in the same context as other Bears seasons we've lived through, it's, welp, I guess it's all about defense. I guess the offense has to manage the game and get out of the way, whether it's 2018 or whether it's Rex Grossman or Kyle Orton, whatever it is.
It's very much 2005.
But here's what's different. The quarterback is 31. It isn't one of these, well, here's a draft pick, or here's a guy who was in the Heisman voting, or here's somebody you traded up to get. The idea of having the quarterback still have an unknown ceiling and still be so promising, that's not there anymore. We right. know that you've got a wildly volatile quarterback who's capable of being Super Bowl MVP and capable of losing his job to Gardner Minshew. It's the same dude, but it's without this sense of what we might have in this quarterback. It's a different kind of evaluation where you're much more sort of resigned to, maybe it's a little more peaceful place to be, because you're still not, there isn't this lingering hope and dream of the quarterback realizing everything you think he can be.
And it seems like the Bears kind of want to have it both ways, too. They want to tell you about the experience of Nick Foles. And they want to tell you about, well, you know, John DeFilippo worked with him. And Juan Castillo worked with him. And I worked with him. I'm Matt Nagy. And I worked with him, too. And Bill Lazor worked with him. And that this should be a really easy transition for him. And then at the same time say, well, you know, he's got to get used to everything. You know, he's got to get, this is a new system for him. Well, wait a minute. Which one is it? Which one of these things is true? I think that you're right. Like this is what frustrated me when people were clamoring for, well, they're going to make this move and it's going to change everything. Nick Foles is who he is, and he's played that way through 3.5 or 3.25 games with the Bears. This is the quarterback that he's always been. He is capable of greatness in short spurts. He is capable of hot streaks that make him look better than he actually is. And he's also capable of being benched for Gardner Minshew, who's going to get benched at the end of this season for someone else. Those things have to get, like, we have to, because it's different doesn't necessarily mean that it's better. And I say that as I'm saying he's better than Mitch. But the difference between the two guys is not as big as people would like to believe it is. And I'm all with the Bears not trying to lie to themselves anymore and say that there's more to Mitch than meets the eye, Transformers. But with Nick Foles, this is about it. Like, this is what it is. It is that horrible interception last week. And it's also the dime touchdown pass that he threw a few weeks ago. So it's really interesting to me. And speaking of things that happened over a year ago, that cut that you played in the segment before with Crane Kenny, am I crazy or did he say FUBU in there? Did he say for us, by us? Was that one of the streaming services that he thinks is out there?
I'd have to listen back, because FUBU is a black owned and operated it's a apparel company, right?
If you're a cord cutter and you say I don't really have a cable subscription or a satellite subscription, I'm on, you know, Hulu or Sling or Sony View or FUBU. We're negotiating all of those agreements now.
Wait,
yes,
he did say FUBU.
I love that Crane Kenny is an investor in FUBU. The community welcomes Crane Kenny with the new stylings of FUBU 2020, the Crane Kenny line. Let's go!
And if you had to draft the last person who would ever wear FUBU, if like you sat down and actually had that draft, I mean, that Crane would be a first-round pick.
Yeah, he'd be a first-round pick. But I also feel like I might be able to convince Crane. Like, I also feel like after...
Oh, he'd do it as a bit, probably.
Yeah.
He'd remove some Brooks Brothers to put on some FUBU.
I also feel like he'd have us up there in the box, and I'd be like, hey, listen, Crane, I got this awesome T-shirt that I want you to wear, and it's for the community. And he'd be like, okay, great. And here's Crane Kenny. I want by the end of the day, someone over at Cubs to find a FUBU shirt and put it on Crane Kenny and then put it on the Twitter.com.
That would be awesome. I missed that completely, because I don't know. I imagine there are services that I don't know exist. But if there's Hulu, I guess Quibi is over right now. There's no more.
Yeah, that happened quick.
Yeah, Quibi, no, quickly gone. Quibi out here. That's Jeff Zuckerberg, right? Isn't that his thing?
I think so.
Yeah, that wasn't working. But the FUBU network. That's awesome.
The Cubs need a whole line of FUBU shirts and hoodies. I mean, here's what we have. We have Crane Kenny talking about FUBU, and we have Pat Hughes, like, he's out there rocking the Coogee sweater. I mean, it's like the 80s and 90s up in here right now with the Cubs.
Yeah, is he doing it unironically? That's what I can't tell, because it's, you know, it sounds like that they know it's kind of funny, and they talk about the sweater. I've heard them joke about the sweater. It sounds like it might be at least half ironically done.
I don't know if Pat knows why it's funny. I know why Zach thinks it's funny, because Zach grew up in New York during the time of Coogee sweaters, and when we gave Pat his hip hop name a few weeks ago on the show, I don't know if I remember when they were joking about the Notorious B.I.G. on the air, and it just, I love that Pat has the ability to play the ultimate straight man. Mm-hmm. Like the deadpan, like not going to give you anything. And that's part of the joy I have when I listen to those guys do the broadcast. But I mean, it's like 90s hip hop with the Cubs. I kind of like it, man. Crane Kenny's on that FUBU and Pat is, what is someone came up with a great nickname for him? Got a Chance, the rapper. For cute. Pat Hughes.
The texters are helping out, by the way. FUBO is a sports-centric streaming service. Not FUBU, it's FUBO.
I know, but he said FUBU.
See, I didn't even know FUBO. Of FUBO. And Jeff Katzenberg is the name behind, I said Zucker. Jeff Katzenberg was behind Quibi, the failed medium, I should say. Talking about Pat Hughes, too, I have to say, those Geico commercials about turning into your parents and the doctor, the therapist that helps people from turning into their parents. Those are so clever. Those are so funny.
I agree with you.
Oh my God. It's you know, who reads books about submarines? It's like my dad.
My dad yes. does.
And the best part is like, okay, do we know how to silence our phones? It was just, I don't have silence. Yes, you do. They all the phones do. It's really, that's so dry and so carefully done. You're removing the pillows from the couch. What are you using? A quarter inch spammer? They're a good choice. No, you hired him. You're not assisting him. You hired him to fix your sink.
I love the commercial basically because it's me in the commercial, because they do all the Halloween stuff where they go up into the attic and they're looking around and it's just creepy. Mm-hmm. And the gecko's like,
oh, the mannequins. Yeah,
that's me. Like, nope, I'm good. I don't need to ever come up here ever again in this whole deal. What are you going to do with your day off?
We are going to visit our daughter.
Nice.
It's we haven't seen her in a long time, and she says she wants a home-cooked meal, and we've got an Airbnb, and I'm going to put my roasting pan in the car, and I'm going to make her favorite dinner, and we'll hang out there and just spend some time with her because it's been away for a while.
I think that's a wonderful way to do it. So get to it, Dan. I won't keep you any longer. Have fun with your daughter, and I will talk to you on Monday?
Yes, you will. Indeed.
All right, good. We'll be able to preview the Bears game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.